Some of the dark.
Are these the lower dark clouds, or are they the...
No, they're cutting through.
I see that too, yeah, as well. Some interesting clouds last night. A lot of the ones where you kind of stare at the sky between the stars and you think, wow, look at the shape of this. I saw a giant poodle in the sky yesterday.
Sure you did.
Well, I did.
Sure I, did. Another I don't, Dennis I, Hopper moment.
I don't
here.
Know.
Here
but it, what you don't look at the sky and see the different clouds? And
just I guess so, sometimes.
Different things there as well. A lot of things going on.
Usually I see it in carpets. I can look down and I can see a face. I can see a dog.
You
I can
need
see
to look up. Don't look down.
Okay,
of course,
I'll
you
look
fi- up next time. There's more money on the ground than there is on the sky. Doesn't you never see? It doesn't rain pennies from heaven, as the song goes. You can find more of that stuff here on the carpet or on the street corner. It is 8:14 at AM 930 WEOL. And an event coming up on Sunday is the focus of our topic this half hour. It's an event. Called the first annual Summerfest to benefit the City of Avon's Inclusive Playground Project, taking place in Avon at the Marketplace at Avon. To tell us about that is Cameron Orlean. Good morning, Cameron.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Now, the Marketplace at Avon, Craig, that's over by the Cambria Hotel, right?
Correct. Cambria Hotel and Suites.
And there, too. And, of course, the Melt's moving into that area, too.
We're very excited. They're opening up September 1st, and we think it'll be a great addition to Avon and to our center. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody had the big talk of Melt coming.
So for people who have not been in that area, talk about what you all have there, because there are quite a few businesses there now.
Yeah, absolutely. We're almost fully built out now. We have a great mix of restaurants and retail tenants. Specifically, like we said, Melt opening September 1st. We recently opened Cafe Piccolo, a great Italian restaurant from the east side. Hex Cafe is there. You may know them from their great burgers, Ohio City staple. We have Anytime Fitness, AAA, Snippets, which is a great child hair care salon, and then we also have Minotti's Liquor Store and Elements Massage on top of the Cambria Hotel and Suites. So it's really a great center, and we're really excited about what we've created out in Avon.
Well, let's talk about this Summerfest. It comes
Absolutely.
Up on Sunday, August 6th, from noon to 6. What's going to take place in that area there?
So initially, our tenants were talking about wanting to create a buzz and do a sidewalk sale or some, you know, small little event. And as we got to planning, things kind of spiraled and got bigger. And, you know, we started talking, oh, do we need porta potties? Do we need fencing? Do we need tents, permits? And it's become a giant community festival. And we're excited to bring this to the city of Avon. And we've had great support from our partners at the French Creek Foundation, headed by Clint Galt. Mayor Jensen's been wonderful, and his staff has been great. And the idea of Summerfest is to create a great community fest that's all-inclusive for the entire community, and all proceeds are going to be benefiting Every Child's Playground, which is an all-inclusive playground project that's being built in the city of Avon, which will allow all children, no matter what their handicap or any issue is, to enjoy a playground. And we're really excited to be able to partner with the city to help make this a reality.
I know sometimes tenants, they have their own specific business
mm-hmm.
that may not relate to other businesses, but they're aware of it. Is this one of the first times they kind of, not to use the word pun, but melt together to get a chance to sort of meet each other, see what they do? Just, you know, not only on what the service is, but just on a personal level to get to meet
Actually, people. Not. About a year ago, we formed a merchants association so our tenants could work together mm-hmm. and collaborate on marketing and activities. And that's kind of where this idea came out of. You know, it's a great way to say, hey, we're here. We have great businesses. Please come see our tenants and utilize our services.
I noticed, too, that you're inviting other people to attend as well, to be mm-hmm. vendors. Talk a little bit about that and the kind of feel that people will see when they show up for Summerfest.
Absolutely. We're really excited. We've created a great partnership with Chris Lieb, who's the owner of Butcher and the Brewer. Butcher and the Brewer, along with Sibling Revelry out of Westlake, are coming and going to be bringing their beer trucks with them. Along with that, we have the Players Club, which is a great festival band who will be playing throughout the day. And there will be arts and crafts vendors and also local community people who've decided that they want to vend at this event. So it'll be great. There will be food, drink, music. There will be a beer garden. For the kids, there's going to be face painting, and Snippets will be doing hair tinsel. In the beer garden, there will be a giant Jenga set and a cornhole board. So there's going to be a lot to do, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
A giant Jenga set. What are we talking about?
Well, how giant are we?
Yeah. How big are the pieces? I love that game.
The pieces are bigger than bricks. I would say it's about 5 feet tall when fully stacked up. So it's a lot of fun.
See, Craig, I thought you were going to ask about hair tinsel. when he said hair tinsel, I stopped on the hair tinsel part of it as well. It's
you can get the hair tinsel. I'll do the Jenga.
I don't think it would look right. I don't have.
Well, I don't know.
It would be short
just
hair
glue
tinsel.
It on there. I don't
as well. But I guess that sort of gives a chance to different vendors places to sort of show what they do, kind of open up their businesses in a sense too?
Absolutely. We send out a vendor's packet and we ask the vendors what they want to do. And when you purchase a ticket, the tickets will be $7 or $4 for $25. You can Google search Eventbrite Marketplace at Avon Summerfest and the tickets will come up. And with that ticket, you're going to get a passport to go to each of these vendors. And a lot of them will be giving out free samples. All the food vendors will be giving out free food. And you have the opportunity to then purchase beers in the beer garden as well.
And then a portion of the proceeds will go to the playground.
All proceeds will go to the playground. Yep, absolutely. We're very excited about this playground and the opportunity to be donate to it and give all these proceeds to that playground project.
And again, this is coming up on Sunday, August 6th from noon to 6. It's at the Marketplace on Avon on Detroit Road. And of course, it's the Cambria is the kind of the main part of that. In front of Costco, I guess, on the other side. Craig, I told Cameron that you once bought your Christmas tree somewhere in that area, right? At some point, wasn't there a Christmas tree lot?
Oh, yeah, right
back
there
in
the
old
corner.
Days?
Sure, There was a Christmas tree farm there. Several.
It's always interesting to expand. How much more room of growth do you have in that area there?
Well, Avon's growing tremendously. It's a very hot market right now. And around us, there's available land that we've looked at potentially expanding our development. We're really happy. We're almost fully built out. We have one out parcel. So if you know any dentists, send them our way.
is that what they look for? Is something like that? Or you try to balance out some of the different things, right?
We're looking to add community retail, community service retail, dentist, accountant, or something of
There's
that.
There's about
nature.
10 dentists on Detroit Road.
Yeah,
I don't know. You drive by thinking, which was my dentist. I remember is one of those that
right.
I have there as well. But dentists make good tenants, I suppose.
Absolutely.
Too. Absolutely. Well, people want to get, and again, they can Google search for the Summerfest Avon. .com as well to get information about the tickets. Where are they able to purchase them on site anywhere?
Day of, we're going to sell the tickets, same price. It's obviously easier to have your tickets beforehand online, but absolutely we'll be selling tickets day of, and we hope everyone and their families will join us. We think it'll be a really exciting, fun event and great for the community.
Sounds good. Again, it's coming up on Sunday, August 6th from noon to 6 at the Marketplace at Avon. Our guest this morning, Cameron Orlean. Thanks for stopping in this morning. Appreciate
Thank you for
it.
Having us.